Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a weekend.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Happy Friday. Hope you're all right. Right, first off, I'm not having anybody say that was rubbish today. I'm not taking any of the negative comments on board because I nearly died doing that Only Blue Friday. So I'm not having any of that.
That's fair enough.
So,
Ian and Brian says it was a bit boring.
It was not boring. I actually went a really weird shade of green. So if you're texting a negative comment, I'm not reading them. No.
Are you pushing it until you do eventually die doing it?
It's what I would want to do, Yeah. If I could die anyway, it would be doing It's Only Blue Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's
out of any way, yeah. That's how you would choose to go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Good for ratings.
Yeah, really good. And they'd replay it, wouldn't they?
Probably. Over and over again.
Yeah. Now, we just played Slam, Pendulum. You know how everyone has a certain anecdote about some record here?
Mm-hmm.
My one, every time we play Groove Armada, I See You Baby. What's that one? That I Met Grandma Funk on the Train once.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Then there's always the one about me saving Roisin from Moloko's life, which I really believe we trotted out this week. And
Blur's Boys and Girls is always Ryan Giggs from the club in
in
Manchester.
And then there's a person we know who was banned from playing House of Pain Jump Around in a club in Northern Ireland because the roof was so low people were banging their heads.
Yeah.
You heard that one before?
No, I haven't.
Have.
Who is that?
Neil.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. And the recent one is from the one that doesn't speak. Every time we play a Pendulum record, goes, did you know I share the same dentist as one of Pendulum? So good afternoon to Riz, if you're listening. That's not the bloke from Pendulum, that's the dentist, by the way.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We got the posh lady from Radio 4 to read out some text from one of our favourite texter, who we think is from Barry Island, who puts mun a lot in the in the texts. We do have some more. Quite a few people are asking for them on the text, so I'll play them for you later. A lot of people have very much enjoyed them yesterday.
There were a few more belters, weren't there, yesterday? In fact, he's just texted in the last 2 minutes, yeah.
You see?
Had a nice bit of sausage and chips at the Lost Cat Dootman, 99p-man. That's good, that 99p
that
sausage
really
and
good.
Chips.
Guess who's on the speaking clock today?
Is it Dootman?
No, it's not Dootman. It's Fern Cotton.
Right.
For Comic Relief. And Fern tells you the time, and then she blows you kisses.
Hey, it's Fern. At the third kiss, the time for Comic Relief will be 4:22 precisely. Hi,
like
it's
that.
Fern. At the third kiss,
how
the time
know?
For Comic Relief will be...
I've kissed her before.
22 and 10 seconds.
Is that doing it for you, Chappers?
No, it really isn't, actually.
No?
No. How does she kiss, then?
Hmm?
How does she kiss?
No, there's a kind of noise on that one. She didn't... Not when
right.
I kissed her. And what about the O2 lady?
Oh.
No?
Still not.
A lot of people quite enjoyed her.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service for... Seven.
Okay, your favourite's the orange lady.
No, my favourite's the Virgin Media lady.
We're talking about hot voicemail voices the other day.
Yeah. If you're calling about a mobile phone query, press 1. For home broadband queries, including Orange's home phone service, press 2.
The clear leader at the moment is Virgin Media lady.
Hello, and welcome to Virgin Media. So we can help you faster, please enter your phone number, including the area code.
Got a new one.
Neil's been on the text. Mm-hmm. Surely the hottest one yet. Okay, you ready for this?
Ready.
It's the Nat West lady.
Hello. Welcome to Nat West.
Good morning.
To use our automated service, press 1. For all banking inquiries, except personal loans and overdrafts, press 2. Or to discuss a personal loan or an overdraft, please press 3. If you don't have a touch-tone phone, please hold and you will be connected to one of our customer services officers.
Maybe you know when.
She made you forget the credit crunch, wouldn't she?
She would, yeah. Thanks, Neil, for texting that in. Got any more? 8999. Radio 1 Podcasts. Do you think when they record these things, they're in the recording studio and they're like, right, could you, love, try and sound a little bit huskier, could you? Hello, welcome to Virgin
yeah,
Media.
That's exactly what they
just
do.
Just imagine you're
it?
Trying to seduce somebody, darling. Okay. So you've got the posh totty from Nat West.
Hello, welcome to Nat West.
Mm-hmm. Or, I've just found quite a cute sounding one on, Asda Mobile, one of our listeners texts this in. See which one you fancy.
Hi. You're through to Asda Mobile. Please enter your Asda Mobile number. If you don't have an Asda Mobile number, please press 0 to speak to one of the team.
I think I'd still take NatWest or Virgin.
Really?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I was talking about hot-sounding people on the phone. Mm-hmm. We've had the NatWest lady.
Yeah.
When you call NatWest, you get through to her. She sounds nice. Virgin Media, good morning.
Definitely.
Orange. Some people like in the O2 Women, not you personally,
no.
But you know, it's all down to
personal taste. Yeah, exactly.
Now, Tim has been on 8199 saying he's got the best one yet, which will blow all the others out of the water. Tim says this is the hottest one. You will not want to get off the phone from this person, all right? Should we start the Barry White music now?
Right. You know what I feel like doing to you right now? I feel like squeezing you.
Come on.
And teasing you.
Hello, you have reached Her Majesty's Court Service Fixed Penalty Office. Our opening times for payments and queries by phone are Monday to Friday from 10:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. Please be aware that we are currently experiencing very high call levels.
We'll be now.
And it may take some time to get through. We thank you for your patience.
See, that is worth getting a parking ticket for, I think.
Speak for yourself.
Good morning.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, normally the texts we get to Radio 1 are, you know, the Radio 4 lady sounds sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic, Scott. Keep them coming. Quite a few. I'm just reading some out. Quite a few people texting in about who's got a sexy voice.
Yeah.
I like the person that says, the women on television. Don't know who
just
that
in general.
Yeah, I don't know who that means. But in amongst all the regular texts we get to 81199, we get some brilliant ones from one person. Now, we don't know who they are, but we like them a lot. And we get a lot, don't we, normally to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we think they're from Barry Island, but you quite enjoyed these yesterday, so I've got plenty more where they came from, believe me.
Mr. Papa Sokaloo Badman, he passed. He used Ouija board. His head spanned round and he spat a sausage at us. Mr. Breeze and Fresh Thee out car come round and exercised him, mum. He better now, mum.
Mr. who? Who is it? Mr. Papa?
Mr. Papa Sokaloo.
Mr. Papa Sokaloo, of course.
Poor Mr. Trotworth Doot. He's still sliding downhill, mum. Only went for a potato in a jacket, mum.
What does it all mean?
Dada's put a fizz bomb in the fish tank, mum. Doot. He trying to get in it. He dressed as a seahorse, mum.
You'll notice that most of the texts have the word doot and mun in them. We don't really know why.
Tar for the macaroons, doot.
Sometimes they'll be as short as that.
We off to a nice B&B in London, doot. Shalamama's Greek Street, doot.
Good.
Dada likes to play swing ball in me Madonna's suite, doot. Who's Uncle Chris and Randy Andy? Winnie told me, doot, mun.
Did you send him macaroons?
No, I...
All right.
And the subject matter just goes from over here to over here to over here. There's no particular kind of...
No, there's no story,
thread.
Is there?
No,
no thread.
Dude, I knows you're 93, but do you still like a bit of How's Your Father? Blodwyn's 63 now and rampant, mun.
Was that one aimed at you?
No, I don't know.
We off to cinema to knit, doot. It in 3D, whatever that is. Lucy, cross-eyed, mun. Op she okay, doot. It called my Valentine.
It's a good one.
Big Mama is haunting our house, Doot. Alice seen an illuminous bra floating in midair. On stairs, Doot.
One more.
Remember when Auntie Lot had diarrhoea in the car on the M4, Doot? What a whiff. They could smell it in Cardiff, mun. Had to use shake and vac, mun.
Didn't want to go over a partially closed bridge there, would you?
No, mun.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Emma's been on. She's in Melksham at the moment, off of Wiltshire, and she's saying that she just can't get these texts out of her head now, mun.
Right.
She went home last night, and her boyfriend and her just spoke like it all night, Doot.
Really?
She can't get enough of it, mun.
Including Mr. Popper Sokoloff or whatever
he's
called.
She's just saying mun.
Mun,
and
mun.
Really enjoying it. Right. Anyway, mun, 1 day is coming up, Doot.
Good mun.
Pardon?
I said good mun.
We're doing it in the office a lot. Even the Radio 4 lady's just been on, saying that she is doing it a lot, mun. Could make the Today programme on Radio 4 interesting, Doot.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.